Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Lawmakers in Washington have given themselves 3 more months to reauthorize, once again, FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program, or NFIP, which was due to expire at the end of the month and is heavily in debt. Well, this is a thorny issue. National flood insurance has been around since 1968, largely because private insurers backed out of the market years ago. And so the government subsidizes the cost of insurance policies to encourage people to buy them. The problem is few people do. The pot isn't that big. Now, many people think, well, why should I buy it? The other thing that FEMA does is provide disaster assistance, which helps people rebuild. And you've by now heard that those people who do have policies, well, many flood over and over and are bailed out by the NFIP. Now, there's an argument, why should taxpayers bail out these repeat flooders? Over the next 2 days, we'll look at FEMA flood insurance. Today, with homeowner Dean Bixler in West Houston, who bought FEMA flood insurance just because it sounded like a good idea, and he's repeatedly flooded starting in 2009. In fact, he's a member of Residents Against Flooding, which is suing the city of Houston. Dean, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And we're glad to say that your home escaped Harvey, but you flooded 3 times in the past.
That's correct.
You had flood insurance. By the way, did your neighbors all do it?
Most of my neighbors did not have flood insurance in 2009. We are not in a flood zone. Wasn't required for the mortgage, anything.
And we should say it is required for a holder of a federally backed mortgage who lives in a flood-prone area. You didn't think you lived in a flood-prone area?
No.
Well, and then you flooded 3 times. Now, first of all, let's address this idea, and you know that there are people who want to do away with the National Flood Insurance Program. They think it's actually given people the incentive to move into flood areas because they know the government will cover them. You received payouts 3 times, $70,000 for damage in 2009, $50,000 for damage in 2015, $30,000 the third time around. But you say that's, you know, still only half the value of your home. What would you say to people who've said 3 times, you know, 3 strikes, you shouldn't be living there?
If I lived along a river or lived along the coast, I would completely agree with them. Unfortunately, ours is a man-made issue because of development on steroids in the area. They have solutions for my flooding. They were supposed to put in detention ponds before developing the area, and they didn't.
We've reported on this, that Houston is not only completely overdeveloped and has paved over wetlands that might absorb rain, but the requirement that developers had, many have ignored, to put in, you know, drainage ponds or to put in more wetlands. So you have launched a lawsuit.
That's correct.
Okay. So how do you feel about this debate over increasing the flood insurance, taking it away?
Mixed being a I understand completely the opposition to the NFIP altogether. They are supposed to be coming out with some elevation-based survey and 2D modeling. They're going to find, because 70% of the people that flood in Houston are not in a floodplain, they're going to find that they moved that 70% of people into a special flood hazard area.
Well, let's jump in there, because FEMA is responsible for designating these flood areas. And a lot of people think the flood maps are completely wrong and due for an overhaul. And there are people in flood zones that aren't being called floodplains.
That's exactly right. And if they put me in a flood zone, and unfortunately, one of the things of FEMA is if you're bought your house prior to a change in the flood zone, you're grandfathered until you sell that house. And as long as you keep the flood insurance policy current, the next buyer, if they keep it current, are still grandfathered. So they don't pay the rates that they would be in a flood zone.
If somebody offered you full value for your house for you to move, would you take it? In other words, a government agency said, you know what, we've got to recognize these are flood zones. We've got to get these people out instead of keep having them flood and paying, which is a pain in the neck for you too. Would you take the value of your house to move?
Absolutely.
Dean Bixler, who owns a home in West Houston, Texas, with the group Residents Against Flooding. Dean, thanks and best to you.
Okay, thank you.
By the way, Dean tells us he's also invested about $30,000 of his own money to flood-proof his home. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with someone who's studied the National Flood Insurance Program for years. He says it can and must be fixed.